In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. I too would like to extend congratulations on the auspicious anniversary of the holy month of Ramadan. I ask God Almighty to bestow all His blessings to mankind and help us remove the obstacles toward perfection and settlement of world nations' issues. Today, Iran and the world are undergoing great changes. The people of Iran, who have raised the banner of a great revolution with their lofty aspirations that are heavenly, they're taking great strides toward fulfillment of the aspirations of the revolution. In various world arenas, all developments are about to undergo great changes. You are witness to the people of Iran in continuation of the successes they pulled off in their move toward peaks of success. They held a great and epic election. The election was a turning point, and actually the manifestation of the will of the Iranian nation to move at a higher speed on the right path and also pursuit of higher objectives and aspirations. In the election, several successes were achieved by the Iranian people. The first victory was offering a proper model, a genuine model of religious democracy. A religious democracy that stems from the depth of belief in God and monotheism and insistence on fulfillment of and spread of justice. The model that the people of Iran is offering the world today is totally humane. It's based on moral values aimed at running the affairs of the world and for all people's participation in the running of the country's affairs. Democracy in Iran is a real one. What you can see in various arenas here are united will and determination, strong resolute of the Iranian people. The people of Iran freely and consciously is treading the path, has adopted the path of the revolution and is treading it with full force, and they're using all the resources in the same direction. The introduction of the best model, successful model, has been a great achievement for the Iranian people. The second victory of the Iranian nation is the repeated defeat of its sworn enemies. Started organizing and equipping and actually investing and using media and their own psychological machine. In those ways, they tried to affect the decision-making of the Iranian people to their own benefit. The people of Iran had a great turnout, which was historic, and they made their historic pick, and they inflicted a heavy defeat on the enemy. The election itself has been a great success for a great nation in the face of its ill-wishing, malicious enemy. After the election, successes came our way as well. Enemies that were trying to confront the thought and decision of the Iranian people, those who were defeated by the Iranian people, they imagined that through trying efforts to disrupt the image of the Iranian people and their election, they thought they could that way deal a blow on the firm resolve of the Iranian people. The vigilance on the part of a great nation and their heavenly resolute overcame all these well-calculated conspiracies of the enemies. The people of Iran proved that they are there to face great challenges, and that the Islamic Republic of Iran one more time in a hard ordeal proved that it has high capacities and it is able to foil all the plots and to manage all the plots of its sworn enemies. That Iran is able to monitor and manage, actually, all what is organized by the enemy. And this has been nothing but another victory after the election. Another success on the part of the Iranian nation has been a moral one. The people of Iran showed that they resist all the immoral attitude of world-building powers, and they would not do away with their moral values. The election and the post-election incidents was a moral victory of the Iranian people in the face of immoral powers. Of the true color of the ill-wishers, the old colonialism that for several times conveyed messages to the effect that we want to correct, to improve. They sent messages that they are after changing their approaches and attitude. They said that they have learned their lessons, that they regret their past mistakes and their inhuman attitude in the past. And also some other who had the slogan of change, and they also said that they wanted to change attitudes and policies and to stop hegemony and expansionism and meddling in other countries' internal affairs. The people of Iran strongly and steadfastly revealed the true intention of all these. It was proved that still there is no clear determination for a change in approach. This is yet another success for the Iranian people. Of course, there are some other successes. I want to make mention of one of them here. During the past months, the Iranian people succeeded in actually identifying those elements that try to slow down the speed of progress of the Iranian nation, and those, let's call it, pollutants that were sticking to that were imposed on the revolution and the people. The Iranian people managed to actually remove these pollutants, and they managed to take another stride toward pureness. Today the 10th government is there with full force. It's established. With the overwhelming vote of the respected MPs, the strong majority of parliamentarians cast their vote of confidence. The government has started work, and it will strongly, more strongly compared to the previous government, it will carry out its missions domestically and internationally. The building of Iran and the development, cultural progress, political, economic, and social progress of this country will be based on justice and pursued accordingly. Wide-scale economic plans and projects of the government, extensive social projects, scientific plans, all these will be followed through speedily. Iran is at the threshold of great scientific leaps, economic, cultural, and scientific leaps. That will happen much sooner than the 20-year outlook plan of the Iranian nation. They will definitely conquer the peaks of the objectives in the outlook plan. There's a strong resolute on the national level and an unprecedented potential among the Iranian people for a strong move forward. From now on, the approach and attitude of the Iranian society will be different. All the strata of the Iranian people will participate in this great movement ahead, and they will actively participate in the past 30 years, especially the past 4 years. Continually we heard of hope-inspiring reports of various achievements by the Iranian nation. In this era, this time of the new government, you will hear many more such news, maybe on a daily or weekly basis. The Iranian people, in order to affect the international arena, they have made up their mind. The Iranian people do know that without an active presence and an effective one on international relations, they will not be able to maintain, to fulfill their progress and protect its independence and dignity. That's why they have this strong element. Iran will enter the scene more strongly. At the same time, the world is also about to witness some changes. Liberalism and liberal democracy is at the end of the way. Their time is over. The thought of capitalism and capitalism-based economy is on the verge of collapse. Experience has taught that the economic procedures of capitalism did not only distance different strata of people, they also paved the way for fighting war and enmity. At the same time, in practice, they are not able to protect those who established the pillars of capitalism. Today, the economic recession, the crisis, and actually the social crisis, these are seriously grappling the world of capitalism. The problem is much deeper than it could be solved through certain packages to cover up the trouble. And procedures which they themselves cause crises, you cannot bring the crisis under control. Today, the thought of liberalism and liberal democracy willy-nilly should be scrapped from the face of the world. Powers that for more than 60 years had monopolized running the affairs of the world, today they have come to the end of the road. All relations, the bases of all relations and manners of interaction need to undergo change. Today, a couple of countries cannot sit together and plan for the whole world by themselves. That's not possible without a collective participation, without cooperation based on justice and mutual respect. No world problem will be solved in any other way. Those people will be hurt more that have played a bigger role in creating world problems. The greatest dangers are directed at world capitalists and the world capitalism. Today, the mentality of mankind is changing rapidly.